Morning.
We're going to speak in Mitzvah this morning about some halachas of tefillah. The reason we're going to be speaking about halachas tefillah is number one, one of the things that constantly needs working on. That's number one. Number two, as we know, unfortunately, it's going to be Tisha B'Av, it'll be a Yom Tov, but the way things are at the moment, it's going to be as we normally know it. And famously, the Tosfos Yom Tov spoke out that various calamities came to Klal Yisrael because of their not taking tefillah seriously. And thirdly, and this is what we're going to be focusing on, a lot of people are going to be going on some sort of holiday over the next few weeks. There's going to be a change of routine, and therefore there's various halachas of tefillah which normally we don't look at during the year, but over the next few weeks will become much more negative. So we'll start off with the shayla. We'll start off with the shayla, and then Be'ez Hashem will go through the sugya. And then you should please feel free to ask questions as we go along. Okay, so here's the shayla. Here's the shayla. I was talking to a friend of mine a few years ago, and I asked him if he's going to be near a minyan on his summer holiday. So he said to me, on holiday we don't daven with a minyan. And he meant it very seriously. Holiday we don't daven with a minyan. I said, well, even if you're near a minyan? He said, yeah. I said, where's that from? So he said, well, as a kid, whenever we went away, we didn't daven with a minyan. So whenever I go away, that's it. It's irrelevant how far away a minyan is, we don't do it. Exactly, Messiah.
Minute
of the same video. So that's where you time it. Okay. So, interestingly, I remember I once spoke about this, and there was a crowd of people. I'm not going to do it here, don't worry. And I said, I just want to do a little bit of a survey. I said, who over here would go away on holiday without a minyan? Everyone put it down. And I said, whoever here would go on holiday with a minyan? Not many people put it down. Where's it from? Is there anything to rely on? Is there any halakhic basis for this? So, we need to work out, firstly, is there an actual chiyuv? Is an actual mitzvah for a person to daven with a minyan? So that's what we need to know. We know it's important. And everyone agrees it's important. There's no shayla whatsoever. The Gemara Brachah speaks out that when there's a minyan there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillahs of a tzibur. And also, when you've got a minyan, you can answer the Rosh Bekdusha. So there's no shayla whatsoever. It's a gewaldige gezach. It's a gewaldige gezach. But is it an absolute chiyuv? That's always going to be the first question in this area. Because if it's just a good thing, then the taka is, you know, there'll certainly be leeway for people not to daven with a minyan. So is it an absolute chiyuv? So the Gemara, which seems to be the most compelling raya, that it is a chiyuv. First, I just want to know, does anybody want to suggest a raya? Any takers? Okay. So Gemara in Gittin, in Ashelech, it's Gemara in Brochus. It talks about Rabbi Eliezer. It describes how Rabbi Eliezer was in shul, and there was 9 people there. And Rabbi Eliezer said, you know what? I know how to get a minyan. And he went and he freed his Eved Kanani in order to get a minyan. Okay, fine. Is there any right from there that there's a chiyuv to make a minyan?
No.
Maybe it's just for a gevaldin. It's a good thing to do. However, l'chayr there is a right. Because the Gemara asks, l'chayr there's an issa deraisa for a person to free their slave. Because there's a chiyuv asay, lo'ilam ha'am tavoyim. I can't remember which one it is. But there's a chiyuv, which one? One of them. Which one? One of them. is a mitzvah's assay. It's a chiyuv for a person to ensure that his eved kenani remains working for him forever. And that because of that, there's an issa for a person to free the slave. So, Frank Gemara, how on earth was he allowed to do that? And for the Gemara, mitzvah rabbah or mitzvah the rabbim, if we give size. But either way, it's either a massive mitzvah or a public mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. The Forish Gemara seemingly that it's an absolute chiyuv to daven with a minyan. So much so that you're able to go against a chiyuv asay because of that important mitzvah. That is Gemara number one that seemingly proves that it's an absolute mitzvah for a person to daven with a minyan. That's half. Base. There's another Gemara. This is Gemara Pesachim that describes to what length a person must go in order to daven with a minyan. The Gemara there describes if a person is traveling, then on his travels, he must make sure to daven with a minyan. The Gemara describes, again, to what length. So it says, if on his way within the next 4 mil, we'll describe some of what that means, but if on his way on the path in the next 4 mil is going to be a minyan, then he has to make sure to daven with that minyan. And the Gemara then goes on to say that even if along his path there's no minyan, but off the track, off his route, there's a minyan within a mil, then he has to go ahead and travel, go off his path and travel with a minyan. Okay. These seem to show it's something which a person must do, and it's not just a strong recommendation. Those are two Gemaras. And just for the sake of Pashtas, I think that's the most simple path to go with, that it is actually a chiv. Now, the one we should know, there are those that say there isn't an absolute chiv to daven with a minyan. It's important to know that there are such shittas. These shittas are the, number one, the Chavis Yoy, as well as the Emet Brocha. The Chavis Yoy was asked the following shayla. There was a seems to be some sort of Aisha that lived in his city, where he was the Rav. And he lived on the other side of a river. He built himself a mansion on the other side of the river. And normally, through the year, he was able on Shabbos to come over over some sort of bridge and to come to daven with a minyan on Shabbos. That was how it worked normally. However, one particular winter, it seemed to be there was some serious flooding, and this man was not able to walk over the bridge. And the only way he'd be able to get over the water on Shabbos was by taking some sort of boat or some sort of raft. And he asked the Chavis Yoy, that he said, maybe I can get a goy to take me. Maybe a goy can do everything for me. And he wanted to claim that it would be a shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah. Very, very big kitzvah halacha is that a person is allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a drabbonon for them if it's b'mokim mitzvah. Right, okay. Asking a non-Jew is one drabbonon. Asking to do a mlocha, which is in any case a drabbonon, is another drabbonon, it's called a shvus to shvus, and it's mutter in the situation of a mitzvah. And the Chavis Yoy said, no, come. Because it's not a mitzvah. The Chavis Yoy said, davening with a minyan is not a mitzvah, and therefore you are not allowed it. And what's he going to do with those two Gemaras? Again, the Gemara which describes the Rebbelezer free the slave, and the Gemara describes it as a mitzvah the rabbi, mitzvah rabba. So regarding that, he said, no problem. He said, there's no chiyuv on you to go and daven with a minyan. But there's a chiyuv on a kehillah to have a minyan. Hear the difference? Yeah? That means an individual, he's not daven with a minyan. Avada, it's kedai for him to go. He'll be able to answer the Rav Shmuel Kedusha. It's more likely this tefillah will be answered. But that which Rav Eliezer freed the slave was because there was only 9 people. And that kehillah didn't have a minyan. There is a responsibility there for the kehillah to have a minyan. But you, per se, no chiyuv. Aye, what about the other Gemara about travelling, going off the way in order to be able to daven with a minyan? So again, he wanted to say, based on a Rambam, that chiyuv of going up to a mill off route in order to have a tefillah was referring to wash one's hands in order to daven. There's halacha, again we're not talking about this now, I'm going into too much, but there is halacha that a person should wash their hands before davening. And the Rambam understood that the Gemara, which described that a person needs to go a mil off route for the purpose of tefillah, it was in order to be able to wash in order to daven, but not for a minyan. So the Chavish also, there's no raya from those two Gemaras. And he brought another Gemara, which he felt was a raya, that there's no absolute chiyuv to daven with a minyan. So there is such an approach. It's important for us to understand that there is such an approach, and therefore there will be some people who will be less makpid to daven with a minyan.
There's only nine people at the minyan. Is the yochid mechuyev to go to that minyan?
That's a very interesting question. I'm going to repeat it again. If there's nine people, and I know there's nine, and I'm yochid at home, and I'm more relaxed, and let's say I go like the chalas yochid, will there not be a chiyuv on me? L'chayra, it'll be a chiyuv on the kehillah to make sure that there's a minyan. Because otherwise, who's a mechayva, right? Why was Rabbi Eliezer's chiyuv? L'chayra, it'll be a chiyuv on everyone to make sure that there is such a minyan. By the way, I'm not sure about the following. I'm not sure this concept that there's a chiyuv on the kehillah to make sure there's a minyan, what does that mean? Does that mean there's a chiyuv on the city to make sure there's one minyan? Is that a chiyuv on each shul? Is that a chiyuv? I don't know how far it goes.
So you're saying that yochid is still not a chiyuv to go? The chiyuv is not a minyan, not a yochid.
I would think that there would be a chiyuv on that yochid to go, because it seems that everyone's got responsibility to make sure that happens.
There's two people.
But once it's there, I've got proof. But once it's there, once there's 10 people there, then the others can stay at home.
There's two people at home, who's the chiyuv on to go? There's only one needed.
Oh. They'll have to have a chat between, they'll have to work it out. It might even be described as a mitzvah which could be done any day of here. Right? And they'll have to work it out. They'll have to work out between them. But
nobody else there.
The seemingly it would come out from the Chavis Yoed though, like you're saying, that if that wealthy man on the other side of the bridge was number 10.
Yeah.
He would be able to ask the ghost team. The Chavish Yoh, by the way, said a similar thing. He said he can't make an Erev Techumim on Shabbos in order to daven with a minyan. An Erev Techumim allows me to essentially extend where I can walk on Shabbos. And the Chavish Yoh said he could only do that in Dvar Mitzvah. And therefore he felt that he can't do it for the sake of davening with a minyan. Avado na avada, that's not how we take on. How do I know? Well, first of all, we know the minyan goyim certainly is to make an Erev Techumim for a minyan. Anyone that's been to a Chabad retreat center, Ichlav Dunno, will see signs there all over the place about how you have to make an Erev Techumim. I think if you're coming from Conwy, whatever. But the point is we do know the minyan goyim definitely is to make an Erev Techumim to daven with a minyan. Because we take on halacha and maisa, like the pastures, that these two gemaras, the gemara regarding Rabbi Eliezer and his eret, and regarding the gemara about going off route in order to daven with a minyan, are rayas that there is a mitzvah to daven with a minyan. And that's how the Torah paskens, and that's seemingly how the Shulchan Aruch also paskens. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tzadi Seif Tes, says some words which can be looked at in different ways, but I'm going to explain to you how Rav Moshe Feinstein explains it. He says the following expression. He says, Yishtadl Adam Lisbal the basic Neses in Mitzibul. He says a person should take efforts to make sure to daven in shul with a tzibul. Does that sound as a chiyuv, or is it a good thing to do? Yishtadl. Parav, right? Parav. Not so clear at all. Not so clear at all. But Rav Moshe passes very clearly. He says, Avada, he says, the Shulchan Aruch is passing out at all, that there's a chiyuv gomor for a person to daven with a minyan. So why does he say yishtadl? Why does he say yishtadl? Zohar Moshe, because Chazal already told us the gedorim of what this chiyuv is. This chiyuv is, as long as there's a minyan within 18 minutes, sorry, within a mil, we haven't defined yet what mil is, or if it's en route, within 4 mil. But that means Chazal have said, you don't have to go completely overboard for it. There's Gedorim for it. So Rav Moshe says, that is Peshat in the word Yishtadl. You must take efforts. That's what the Chiyuv is. The Chiyuv is to make efforts to go down with a minyan. As it happens to be, I think there's a very, very simple explanation of Ishtadl. I think I once heard this from someone, and I've got a feeling it was Yitzchak Berkowitz. I've got a feeling it was. But either way, you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it just pops out at you. On the halacha where it says Ishtadl, a person should take effort to daven with a minyan. I haven't checked this up just now, but I remember seeing this in the past. So I look and check up yourselves, and please let me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty certain the Mishnah Berurah says over there the following. That what does it mean, Ishtadl Adam Nisbalo Basic Nesses and Mitzvot? That expression of take effort. I think the Mishnah Berurah says there, even if you've got a minyan, but it's not in a Basic Nesses, for example, it's a minyan in someone's house, so you've got a minyan either way. Are the Vaita Ishtadl to go to Basic Nesses? The expression of Ishtadl, which means to take extra effort, means to do that extra bit to go down in the shul, as opposed to just an ad hoc minion in someone's house. But either way, we've got Psak, Klav, and Moshe, and this is how all the Hanks Kapoyes can pretty much take on. There's an absolute chiyuv to daven with a minion. Okay, so now we know there's a chiyuv to daven with a minion. Is holiday a reason not to daven with a minion? So, we've mentioned. A person only needs to travel out of his way a mil for the sake of davening with him. So it has. If a person goes on holiday and he's got a minyan, a 10-minute walk from his cottage or holiday house or complex, whatever it is, it's posh that there's going to be a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. That's no shy. So this person who said to me, I've got a mesorah on holiday daven with a minyan, I think that's just a simple mistake. Right, we all understand that. That's posh. The shaila is, can I book a holiday which is going to be an hour drive from the nearest minyan? That's going to be the big shaila. Now, first of all, let's just get clear, what is this mil? Again, we said, as I said, if a person has a minyan en route, then he's got to go, within 4 minutes, he's got to go to there. But if it's off route, if it's not on where he's going, then he's got to travel up to a mil. So if the person's in a holiday house, then everything's going to be off route, right? Because that's where he is, not traveling. Every minyan is going to be off route from him. It's going to be out of his way. So that means a person's always machuyev to travel up to a mil. What's a mil? For the moment, because we don't have too much time to discuss it, let's just assume a mil is 18 minutes. And we're going to also assume it's an 18-minute drive. For argument's sake, that seems to be the pashtus. An 18-minute drive. So again, I've got a holiday house, based on this, I'm in a holiday house, and the nearest minion, I've gone to the, what's it called? And there's like a, it's called One in a Minion or something. There's some sort of website you can go on to find, to make sure, yeah? Find a minion. You've gone to the website and it says the nearest minion is a 15-minute drive away. L'chayr, there's a chiyuv to drive 15 minutes, even though it's going to cost money. L'chayr, there's going to be a chiyuv to do that. That's the pashtus. Can I book a holiday where the nearest minion is an hour away? So, the poskim discuss this. They do discuss this. In Halicha Shleima, it's brought down, the Shleima Zalman said, it's inappropriate. It's an inappropriate thing to do, and the Sheva Levi was also very against it. A little caveat to their psak. They were talking about Eretz Yisrael. They're talking about Eretz Yisrael, right? So you're gonna go on holiday anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Come on, why would you travel to a place where you can't have a minyan? There's minyanim everywhere. So don't forget, they were talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's out. But they felt that it was the incorrect thing to do. Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg, going to go through this very, very quickly, he says a very, very long Shabbat. He says it could be, it depends on what exactly the longest is that a person doesn't need to daven with a minyan if it's more than 18 minutes away. He says, is it b'shat that person's mechuyev to daven with a minyan? Even when the minion's an hour away, it's just it's annoyance. But in fact, it's mechuyev. Or it's pshat that the whole chiyuv was only ever made for a person who's within 18 minutes. And therefore, it's not mechuyev. What's the nafkamina? He says the Naftamim will be our Shaila. If a person's Mechoyev, even when he's an hour away, it's just that he's an Oynas, he said that person can't put himself into a position where he's Mechoyev in something, but then it's going to be in a matter of Oynas. A person can't decide, you know, I'm going to go on holiday to Honolulu on Pesach and not take matzahs with. And then he comes to say tonight, I don't have any matzahs. He can't do that, you're Mechoyev. So if it's a chiyuv, but it's just an oynos, you won't be able to do it. But he says, if Peshah is, the Chazal will never mechayev you in that situation, then he says that will be okay. Okay. Now, either way, Reb Shlomo Zalman did speak that it would be okay if it's for health, or health might be, can be mental health, health might be many other things. He said, for those reasons, a person can travel without a minyan. There's something else as well which needs to be taken into massive consideration. And that is, can a person miss a minyan for business purposes? So the Mishnah Berurah says, a person can miss a minyan if he's going to lose out on money. But he says, stand to make money? He says, that you can't. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even to make money. He says, even for business purposes, in order to make more money would be mutter. Therefore, again, taking the following into consideration might change the whole, might change everything. If a person is looking for a holiday house, and he wants to get something which is affordable, he might have limited options. I know the way that I look for a holiday house, I look at cheapest price first, and I see what comes up. So if that's the way that a person's looking for his holiday, and it's going to cost him an extra, it can easily cost an extra £1,000 sometimes to make sure that it's in a specific location, then it could be that would be another reason for it to be mutter for a person to book a holiday home which is going to be far away from him. So again, I'm not passing a halacha l'maisa, but that's sort of the background. There's another thing which a person can do, that if he doesn't have a minion, he can still have the mile of a minion, and that's to daven with a mate. We'll help him from Mincha Maariv. But if a person davens with mates, then that will have the mile of davening with a minion. When I was in yeshiva, a friend of mine told me his brother, who's been in yeshiva a few years beforehand, during summer's man, decided he wanted to learn through the night every night, daven nates, no bochur mate, but okay, Daven nates by himself, go to bed, and then wake up for morning seder. Sounds like an interesting thing to do. And he sent a letter from Chaim Kanievsky asking, is that okay to do? Because he said the Bir Halacha says if a person davens nates b'kavias, then he doesn't need to daven with a minyan. To which Chaim responded, lav dafka b'kavias. Even if a person just davens nates as a one-off, that also has the mind of davening with a minyan. So again, that's something else which a person can take into consideration. Okay, so I just want to summarize what we've said so far, then I want to end with an amazing mitzvah to do with tefillah and tzibur. So just to summarize, we wanted to know, when a person's going on holiday, do they need to make sure that they're davening with a minyan? So again, as you said, avada on avada, there's always mind that's davening with a minyan. Always. Always. We want to know, is it an absolute mitzvah? So we said there are minority opinions that say there's no mitzvah of davening with a minyan. It's just a tremendous minor. Although, pashtus, we do not pass it like that. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tishtadl, which Moshe explained to me, there's a chiyuv, as I mentioned from the Sheva Levi as well as others, there's a chiyuv for davening with a minyan. And it seems to be that certainly if a person can go to a holiday house where there's a minyan nearby, that's the best. But if not, if a person can't, then it's probably okay, but always check with your local Orthodox rabbi. Just one more point to mention. I was once speaking to a Rav who mentioned to me that he doesn't daven with a minyan when he goes away. He dafka doesn't. He said because he needs the break. He needs the break. So there is such a concept. This particular Rav mentioned to me that he'd been away on holiday, and he dafka went away with a minyan. Before he knew it, he The item said to him, can the Rav speak between Mincha Ma'ariv? So he's speaking between Mincha Ma'ariv, and everyone's coming with the Shailas. Before he knew it, he was a Rav of this Kehillah, and he needed his week break every year. So if you see a Rav on holiday, be nice to them. You can still ask them Shailas, but if they seem to be a little bit reluctant, then give them the space. But as I said, the ick of this is, on Sunday, it's an absolute chiyuv. And it could be okay to travel without a minyan, but double check with the Rav. Just want to end with, we've got 3 minutes, just to share with the Olam an amazing maisa. I was at the H3 conference last week. Anyone here was there? Okay, so you heard the story, maybe. It was at a dinner. So there was a dinner at the end, and someone called Gary Torgo spoke. Now, he is the chairman of the 20th biggest bank in America. I don't know what that means, but it's obviously got a lot of responsibility to it. And this Gary Torgo is a shameless bar mitzvah. He's a front person. And him and the executives of the bank were going on a week's trip to various different towns to some big potential clients. Now, a big potential client for this bank aren't people like you and me, maybe like you, but not, certainly not like me. And they're you know, we're talking about multi-billion-dollar corporations. That's what they were having meetings with. But Gary Torgo, because he's a from Yid, he wanted to make sure they had a minion every day. So he told his chevra on one particular morning, he said, the meeting's at 8:30 a.m., but I'm doing my thing, as I do every day. I'm going to be taking a taxi to local, again, there's all these hick towns all over America where there's like these little minyanim. I'm going to be taking a taxi to 20 minutes away to this minyan, and I'll see you at 8:30 a.m. at the meeting. Takes the taxi, and he arrives there at 5 to 7. There's a couple of people there. They're meant to be starting at 7 a.m. Okay, no problem. 7 a.m., still only a couple of people. 10 past 7, there's 5 people. He turns to the person sitting next to him and says, he said, is anything doing? And the guy said, it's fine. It'll be a minion. There was a minion. Exactly 10 of them, including Gary Torgo. And not only did it start late, but they davened slow as well. But Gary kept his head down, and although he was a bit nervous, he thought, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and he davened. B'shteitzach, after 8 o'clock, and he tried to take a taxi into town, into places where there's all these big corporations, it's rush hour. He arrives at the place at 9 a.m. It's half an hour after the start. He comes into the offices, rushes upstairs to the boardroom for the meeting. He gets in, and he sees the chevra there, the other executives, and they're all seated. They say, Gary, we were worried, but don't worry. He said, the chairman hasn't yet arrived. Whew. So Gary breathed a sigh of relief. Wow, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem for looking after me. A couple of minutes later, the president of this corporation walks in. He looks at Gary. Gary looks at him. There was a guy sitting next to him in the shul. He said, within a few minutes, the deal was done. Hashem had taken care of them. So I think it shows us a little bit about chashivas of minyan. So whether there is a chiyuv or there is a mechiyuv, we should always remember the value of davening with a minyan and to always take the chashivas. Yeah.